This episode is sponsored by ExtraHop. ExtraHop provides threat detection and response for the Enterprise, not the Starship. On-prem security doesn't translate well to cloud or multi-cloud environments, and that's not even counting IoT. ExtraHop automatically discovers everything inside the perimeter, including your cloud workloads and IoT devices, detects these threats up to 35% faster, and helps you act immediately. Ask for a free trial of detection and response for AWS today at extrahop.com/trial. The best release of reInvent 2020. By far the most notable release of reInvent this year, at least to me, was the GP3 EBS volumes. They offer a flat 20% discount from GP2 volumes with no drawbacks, and migrating can be done in place. Today, I'd like to explore a little bit more about what makes these so awesome. Let's start by calling out what EBS volumes are. They're fundamentally disk volumes that are attached to instances. For the non-instance storage type families, they're where the root volumes live and are the only disks available on these instances. It goes a little bit beyond that, though. Disk failures aren't a thing with these volumes. You can convert them to other types on the fly. You can snapshot them as frequently as your heart desires. They're disk volumes, except they're magic. From a macro view, they're a significant driver of actual customer spend on AWS resources, on par with data transfer. Now, for some time, GP2 was the default disk volume. They're SSD-backed, they perform well in workloads where random I/O is prevalent. One of their benefits, however, is also a drawback, their burst capacity. In short, this means that they can overperform their baseline performance offerings for a while, but eventually the burst credits run out and performance craters. If an operator isn't aware of this behavior, it was one hell of a mystery. I must have had a bad volume provisioned. I'll provision a new one, and hey, the problem went away. Back to bed I go, and the cycle repeated an hour later. It wasn't particularly discoverable other than through hard-won experience. It also had the painful pattern of the behavior I see once I stand the volume up isn't the behavior it will exhibit under a sustained load, and that made load testing and modeling out performance of these volumes a challenge. Making matters worse, the way to overcome these performance constraints was either to upgrade to IO1 and later IO2 volumes, where you could explicitly set IOPS per volume, or make your GP2 volume larger because performance scaled with volume size. That said, IO1 and IO2 are usually not required. And in fact, expanding your GP2 volume would result in comparable performance at a third of the price. On top of all of this is the challenge of per-instance limits. There was and is an EBS burst allocation for many instance types that varies based upon the exact instance type in question. When that gets exhausted, your EBS throughput will fall no matter what volume type you had configured, which contributed to widespread confusion about what EBS volumes you really needed. Of course, GP3 volumes change all of this. First, they offer predictable baseline performance of 3,000 IOPS and 125 megabytes per second, regardless of the volume size. Should you need more than this, you can allocate additional IOPS or throughput to a volume at reasonable cost to a ceiling of 16,000 IOPS and 1,000 megabytes per second. You can adjust all three of those dimensions, size, IOPS, and throughput, independently, meaning you're not forced into over-provisioning on volume size to achieve certain performance targets. If you're looking to wind up standing up infrastructure but don't want to spend 6 months going to cloud school first, consider Linode. They've been doing this far longer than I have. They're straightforward to get started with. Their support is world-class. You'll get an actual human empowered to handle your problem rather than passing you off to someone else like some ridiculous game of ticket tennis. And they are cost competitive with any other provider out there with better performance in almost every case. Visit linode.com/morningbrief to learn more. That's linode.com/morningbrief. Objectively, you're unlikely to hit the limits of a GP3 volume for most normal workloads. Very specific tasks, such as high-performance databases, will be the exception here. But my default position on exceeding GP3 limits is to double-check your architecture and make sure you're not doing something that's best served by alternate means. Now, everything I've said so far is all well and good, but what does this mean for your environment today? Simply put, if you convert all of your existing GP2 volumes to GP3, which can be done with a single API call in place, you'll knock 20% off of your EBS bill immediately, with no scenarios in which you're degrading your volume performance. It is exceedingly rare to see a single granular change like this that comes with virtually no downsides, so I encourage everyone to take advantage of it immediately. There's no copying data between volumes, and no instance restart is required. Worst case, converting back to GP2, which makes so little sense in any scenario I've modeled out that I'd love to hear what your use case is if you do it, from GP3 is again a single API call. The single caveat to be aware of is that if you have a larger GP2 volume for throughput or IOPS purposes, you need to make sure that you provision a GP3 volume with at least that much throughput allocated for you. In many ways, this is a microcosm of the best the cloud has to offer. Any on-premises scenario remotely close to this would require migrating VMs, reprovisioning volumes, carefully calculating storage requirements for the change, and months upon months of staging the change for sizable environments. Instead, it's make a single API call, and your entire environment becomes better within seconds or minutes. From where I stand, the only way this change could be better would be via automatically converting GP2 to GP3 volumes under the hood, which I wouldn't bet against AWS doing down the road. Fundamentally, it's rare that we see such a clear win for both cost and performance become visible without significant trade-offs. Therefore, when we do, I strongly encourage taking advantage of them. Well done, EBS team. This is basically magic.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.